makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to enjoy Life, Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard, directed by Mack Benoff, and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Friends, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum are glad to bring you Life with Luigi because they feel it's a friendly, good-natured show that offers you relaxation and enjoyment. And you know, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum offers you relaxation and enjoyment, too. It's pleasant to chew on a smooth piece of Wrigley's Spearmint, whether you're working, shopping, listening to your radio, or doing just about anything. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum tastes good, it's refreshing, and the good, easy chewing gives you comfort and satisfaction. So chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum often, every day. Millions enjoy it, and you will too. Now, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum brings you Luigi as he writes another letter describing his adventures in America to his Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, it's April 1st today in America, and they got a big saying. April showers bring me flowers. Well, with me, April 1st brings a gas, electric, and a telephone bills. Mamma Mia, I wish you could see all the mail I'm got this morning. Besides the bill, I'm got a lot of advertisements, like one card that says, bring this to your grocer, he's gonna give you 2 bars of soap for free. If you give me 25 cents. yes, it's one more letter I got to which was no belonging to me, and I'm open up by mistake. With some letter for my country, Mona Pasquale, and is I had the $1 inside. Soon as I clean up my antique shop, I'm going to go into Pasquale's Spaghetti Palace and give him his letter.
I don't get it, Pasquale, see? What was the idea of shoving your own letter under this Basco's door?
Lefty, today is April Foolish Day, right?
Yeah.
Well, there you are. That's it. That little pupsqueak always likes to celebrate all the American holidays, so I'm going to let him celebrate April Foolish Day. I'm so smart, I should have won me the Pulitzer Prize.
Okay. So, what do you want me to do?
Just to do like I told you, Lefty. Don't ask so many questions. This is going to be the easiest of $5 you made since the Prohibition.
No, that ain't...
Shh, quiet, quiet. Here comes the little greenhorn now. You better sit down at one of those tables and don't forget the signal.
Okay, okay.
Hello, Pasquale.
Hello, little banana nose. Oh, you're looking beautiful this morning, Luigi. Shoes all shined up, pants are nice and pressed. Bow tie, face shining, and long, curly hair just begging for a poodle haircut.
Well, Pasquale, I'm glad you feel so good today. Here, I open up one of your letters by mistake.
What? Quick, hide the letter. Hurry up.
Huh? What's the matter, Pasquale? I'm did something wrong?
Worse than wrong. Wronger. Open up for somebody else's mail is a terrible crime in America.
Huh?
Violation of the refrigerator law.
What's this refrigerator law?
Using the mails to defrost.
You're making a joke.
No, Luigi. I'm just telling you, you should always remember. Break somebody's window. Pick a fight with a cop. Or rob a bank if you wanna. But never touch anybody else's mail. And you know why?
Why?
Because right away the FBI marks you AWOL.
What's this mean?
Alien, what opens the letters?
Yeah, but sorry, all I did was make a little mistake.
Little mistakes is no excuse to the law. It's a lucky thing you opened my letter, not a stranger's. Now, slip me the damage and nobody should see.
I'd like to hear the letter, Pasquale, just like I'm a fan of it.
That's from a Mr. Roberts, my steadiest customer. He says, dear Mr. Pasquale, enclose a fine of $50 of cash, which takes care of my spaghetti bill for March.
50? How, Pasquale, was only $1 in his side?
What? Luigi, I wouldn't mind to defend you on a letter opener charge, but never stealing the money. In America, it's called arson.
Arson?
Yes, and over 25 bucks worth is worse. That's called larceny.
Larceny?
Of course. Now, I couldn't testify against you if you was to be my daughter's husband.
Huh?
Well, take your pick, arson, a larceny, or a parson.
You're just trying to scare me. Nothing wrong is happening.
Nothing wrong is happening, huh?
No.
Okay. You hear me? Okay.
Oh, pardon me, bud.
Huh? Who are you?
Well, I just happened to overhear the whole conversation, see? And I happen to be a postal office inspector, see?
Postal office inspector, see?
Don't mind him, Mr. Postal Office Inspector. By see, he means yes. I guess he didn't really believe you were a real officer.
Well, there it is, right on my driver's license. I'm afraid you're in trouble, bud.
Trouble?
Well, what do you say now, Mr. Know-it-all? What kind of trouble is he in, Mr. Officer? And please, be good to him.
Well, we give him a choice. 5 years or 10 years.
5 or 10 years?
Well, Luigi, go ahead. You win the 5 and 10. Take your pick.
Come on, honey. I'm gonna go get advice. Goodbye.
Hey, come here. I gotta make a pinch.
Pinch to yourself. I'm gonna go to school.
Goodbye, Alcatraz. Ooh, what an April foolish joke. Lefty, you couldn't act any better if you was at the Barryball. Hey, here's you $5.
Hey, thanks, Pasquale. Hey, you got that character real scared. Weren't you supposed to tell him the whole thing was just an April Fool's joke?
That's the way it started out, Lefty, but who knows? Maybe that April Fool could turn my daughter into a junior bride.
Quiet, please, class. Please. I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco?
Here.
Mr. Howard?
Yeah.
Mr. Olson?
Yeah.
Mr. Schultz?
I accept the nomination. Oh, thank you, fellow Buben. And remember my promise. A vote for Schultz in November is a vote for chaos in December.
Mr. Schultz, that will be enough clowning.
Ah, smile, Miss Spalding. It's spring. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. Lovers are humming. The whole world is in tune.
You may answer the first question, Mr. Toscanini.
Me and my big mouth.
We are studying state capitals today, class. And Mr. Schultz, you... Mr. Basco, what's the matter?
Well, Miss Spalding, today I'm opening up a Pasquale's letter by mistake. Was it supposed to be $50 in a side? I'm found only one. But a Pasquale says the arson, a larceny, the parson, and a post office who wants a pinch of me.
Oh, Luigi, are you for shimmered?
Believe it or not, Schultz, I understood him. Look, Luigi, anybody can make a mistake once in a while and open up a wrong letter.
Joe, that's true, by Emily. Yo, my nephew once opened up a letter and they sent him away for 3 years.
Really? Where was the letter from?
It's draft, bored. Oh, that was a gigantic joke, by Emily.
Very good, Olson. Listen to them. Olson and Horowitz. The United Nations, Martin and Lewis. Look, Luigi, I'm sure Pasquale won't make you no trouble. Just forget the whole thing.
I think so, too, Mr. Basco.
Yeah, but it's a $49 admission for my envelope. Miss Spalding, the inspectors are going to make him in trouble. I could tell it the way he's tried to grab me.
Luigi, be practical. Even if the post office inspector was there at the time and he did see everything, they can't do a thing to you unless Pasquale wants to prosecute.
Yeah, and for a measly $49, Pasquale wouldn't slap you in the clink, will he?
Sure, sir. You think he would?
Without a doubt. Pasquale would kill himself if he could only figure out a way to come back and collect the insurance.
Mamma mia, then I'm in a big trouble.
Shame on you, Mr. Schultz, frightening him like that.
Ach, smile, Luigi. I was only trying to make a joke.
Mr. Basco, the whole thing is just a misunderstanding. You talk to Mr. Pasquale after school. Tell him the truth. You found only $1 in the letter.
Yeah, but I'm already told him this.
Look, Luigi, maybe it dropped out. Did you look all over the store?
Yeah, all over, Horowitz.
Then you should look again. Leave no stone unturned.
That's what they say on the rock pile. Smile, Luigi. Nothing is going to come from all this, believe me.
Well, sure, so while Inspector was there, Pasquale has looked at me very strict. Like he thought I was a lion. I, I'm afraid that maybe he's going to let him put me in jail.
Why, that's ridiculous, Mr. Basco. Look, if you're so worried, why don't you go downtown to the main post office, see the officials there, and explain the whole thing to them?
Me? Go to the post office?
Sure, Luigi. 10 million Americans do it every day to fill their fountain pens.
That's right. You got nothing to lose, Luigi.
Sure, to be sure. The truth usually has a way of shining through.
That's right. Tell him you got the letter. You opened it up by mistake. There was $1 inside, and that's what you gave Pasquale.
But it sure so well for the inspector don't believe in me.
Well, then you get... Well... Ach, Luigi, stop worrying. We'll visit you in Alcatraz and call the roll every Sunday.
Before we return to Life with Luigi, here's a suggestion that'll make your daily work a little easier and more enjoyable. Chew refreshing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum while you work. You see, chewing on a good, smooth piece of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum just naturally helps keep you feeling right. It helps relieve that feeling of tension and pressure, gives you comfort and satisfaction. Then, too, Wrigley's Spearmint Gum has a lively, long-lasting, real spearmint flavor that freshens your mouth and help keep your throat moist. Yes, friends, that little stick of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum can be a real help to you while you're working. Try it and see for yourself. Chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum on the job and see how the pleasant chewing makes your work go smoother and easier. Now let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Basco's letter to his mother in Italy.
Well, Mamma mia, I've now got a worst day of my life in front of me. But before I go down the town to the post office to beg them they should believe me, I'm going to go see Pasquale. Right now, through the window, I can see he's calling somebody.
Rosa! Rosa! Rosa, come out of the kitchen.
You called me Bamba!
Yes, my little Cupid doll. Tell me, Rosa, did Luigi talk to you yet today?
Oh!
What's the matter, bambino?
Oh, Bobby, you should tell Luigi it's an April Fool joke. He feels terrible.
Sure. And when he feels it terrible enough, he might decide to marry you. Rosa, this whole thing started as an April Foolish joke, but now the whole thing is bigger than the both of us. If that's possible.
Papa!
Quiet, here he comes now. Go back in the kitchen.
Yes, Papa.
Hey, Pasquale, you gotta believe in me, Pasquale, you gotta.
Believe you about what, little cabbage puss?
Pasquale, you know I didn't take you $49.
Sure, Luigi, I know you didn't take the money. How could you? After all, I look at you like my own son.
Oh, thank you, Pasquale.
Now give me back the money and I drop the charges.
But, Pasquale, you just said...
Never mind what I said. Just listen to me. Far as I'm concerned, I'd be willing to forget the whole thing. But that J. Edgar Hoover's a cracking down on letter openers of this year.
Yeah, but Pasquale, I didn't...
Luigi, let me warn you. Don't say anything I might hold against you in a court.
Court? What the court?
Who knows? There's lots of courts. You're in the soup, so I guess they're going to take you to the superior court. After all, Luigi, that's a terrible charge that they got against you. Housebreaking into a letter.
Pasquale, you don't believe in me. You don't believe in
Luigi,
nothing.
Luigi, believe in me. I think you're innocent even though you're guilty. But in the eyes of the law, you are now what is called a habeas corpus.
Habeas corpus?
That's a mean a half a corpse.
Mamma, Pasquale, please. Look, go down to town. Talk to this fella. Tell him how you was brought to me to America. And you don't think I'm took your money.
Now, is it too late, Luigi? Now you got a choice of three juries.
There's the grand. That's for people who steal over $1,000. Then there's the blue ribbon, a jury, which tries mostly beer cases. And then, Luigi, they got the hung jury.
Hung jury?
Yes, they hang you first to try you later.
No, Pasquale, now I know you're making a joke of him or the whole thing. You don't care what's happening to me.
No, don't say that, Luigi. I feel very sorry for you. If I was in your boots now, you know what I'd do? I would go down to Lake Michigan, hire one of those $0.50 an hour rowboats, and aim for Italy.
Goodbye, my good friend.
Oh, wait, Luigi, come back. Where are you going?
To the post office to beg you for my life.
Yes, sir. How many stamps, sir?
No, thanks, sir. I'm a want to talk to the boss. Is he in?
Well, you want the superintendent?
Huh? What am I going to do with a janitor?
The superintendent is in charge of this office, sir.
He's the biggest boss, sir, huh?
Well, no. Above him, there's the fourth assistant postmaster, and his superior is the third assistant postmaster. Then there's the second assistant postmaster, and above him is the first assistant postmaster.
And he's the biggest, huh?
No. The top man is the postmaster general.
Oh. When they get a too big army, is it drafted them, huh?
Sir, if you tell me what your problem is, I might be able to direct you.
Well, mister, is about a letter. I'm open up by mistake.
Oh, do you have the letter?
No, I think maybe the inspector took it.
What inspector?
From the post office.
Do you know his name?
Sure, Mr. Lefty.
Lefty? I think you want to see the chief inspector, Mr. Simmons, sir. He's in room 214 upstairs.
Oh, thank you. And I'm going to buy 3 stamps, please.
Oh, good. What kind?
Any kind. I don't like to come into your post office and take up your time without giving you some little business. Excuse me, Mr. Inspector. Can I come inside your office? I'm going to ask you something.
All right. What can I do for you, sir?
My name is Luigi Basco, and I'm coming to tell you about Pasquale's letter, which I'm opening up by mistake, but there wasn't no $49 in his side. Just a $1 bill with the Mr. Washington as a picture. Believe me, that was all that was in
it. Well, let's see if we can't get some facts down. Your name, please?
Luigi Basco.
How do you spell that?
Luigi Basco, that's a big L and a big B. Everything else is a tiny with a 2 dots on the top of I.
Luigi Basco, okay. Address?
21 in North Hollister Street.
Is that Chicago 1?
You mean there's a 2 Chicago?
I meant the zone number, Mr. Basco.
Oh, that's a number 22. Oh,
now then, Mr. Basco, calm down. Begin at the beginning and tell me the whole story.
Well, from the beginning, Pasquale's letter was coming to me by mistake, and I'm opening up by mistake. And your inspector was there.
My inspector? What was his name?
Mr. Lefty.
The name isn't familiar. What do you look like?
He's wore a green pants, a checker coat, suede shoes, a big cigar. I think he's a work on a railroad sometimes.
On the railroad?
Yeah, in his hand there was a carry newspaper says tips at the track.
There's no such inspector working out of this office. Mr. Basco, since the department has already taken steps in your case, I'm afraid my hands are tied.
Oh, then please, take the ropes up. Please help me. I'm not yet a citizen, and I don't want to get into trouble with the government.
Mr. Basco, I can't do a thing for you.
And then maybe you're going to talk to Pasquale, huh? Tell him I didn't take the money. Tell him
Mr.
that...
Mr. Basco, you're just wasting time now.
Mr. Chief, I'm a promise you. If you help me, I'm going to help you back. I'm going to write to my mama 3 times a day, special delivery, air mail. You're going to make so much money from me, you're going to retire in 1 year.
Mr. Basco, for the last time, there is nothing I can do for you. Now go home and wait till the department sends for you.
Yes, Mr. Chief. But don't worry. I'm still going to buy my stamps from you.
Mr.
Rosanne. What's the matter, Rosie? You got a toothache?
Papa told me you were going to hire a rowboat and row to Italy.
And you was worried about me, Rosa?
Yeah. It's $0.50 an hour, and I know you haven't got enough money for the whole trip.
Rosa, I'm in a terrible, terrible trouble.
No, Luigi, you're not.
Huh?
The whole thing's an April Fool's joke. Papa told me.
April Fool? You mean Pasquale's never had $50 in that?
No. Papa slipped the letter under your door.
But that's an inspector.
That's Lefty from the pool room. Papa gave him $5 to be an inspector.
Mamma mia. How rusty you don't know it, but you just to give me back America. Rosie, you never was look so good to me like you look right now. And Rosie, I'm gonna kiss you. And your birthday. Hey, look, Rosie, you wanna help me play a little joke on you, Papa?
What kind of joke, Luigi?
April the Fool joke, Rosie.
All right, but please don't tell Papa I told you.
No, don't worry. First I'm going to see Chief Inspector. Then I'm going to see some of my friends. Then it's going to start all of the fun.
Luigi.
What?
Are you really going to kiss me on my birthday?
When is your birthday, Rosa?
Next December.
You got it, my promise.
Yeah, what's this about Luigi?
Did he really run away?
And a crazy kid. Read this suicidal note he left to me after he died.
Let me see that, Pasquale. Dear Pasquale, you was right. I got it no choice, so I'm going to hire a rowboat and row to Italy.
Jiminy, he is a brave man.
Yes, I hope the tide is with him.
Here, Pasquale, you finish the letter. I ain't got the heart to. All right. Friends, don't be too hard with Pasquale. He thinks I really stole his $49. Oh, listen, you stupid letter. I don't think. The whole thing is just April Fool's joke.
What? Pasquale, you have a very stupid, cruel sense of humor.
That's right. You sent Luigi 5,000 miles in a rowboat.
And that's carrying a joke too far.
Who figured it would take the whole thing so serious? I only... just a plain little April Fool's joke.
Schultz, what else did he write?
He wrote a P.S.
That's a standard for Pasquale.
P.S. Everything I got in the world, I leave to the best friend I ever had. Pasquale.
Don't, Schultz. That's enough.
Read on, Schultz. Please read on.
Read more.
Wait a minute. I gotta wring out my handkerchief.
Schultz, what's gonna happen with Luigi?
Pasquale, what it's got to be is got to be. What? You know, we got a thing in the delicatessen business. If you were born to be a salami, you'll never wind up in the army.
Very funny, Schultz, very funny.
No, you've gone with the genius, with the yolk, Schultz.
Oh, stop it there, you crazy maroons, you. How can you stand there and laugh when Luigi might be floating right now on the bottom of the ocean?
Ach, stop tying on so much, Pasquale. It ain't as if Luigi was the last fella in the world for Rosa.
That's the trouble, he was. I gotta call up with the police department, the fire department.
Pasquale, come here.
Let me go. All right. Which one of you is Pasquale? Huh? Who's this? Lefty, what do you do with this fella?
Jig is up, Pasquale.
I'm what? Chief Inspector Simmons, United States Post Office, and your Confederate Lefty here has already confessed and incriminated you.
He's not incriminating me. I didn't do nothing.
Mr. Pasquale, it's a criminal offense to use the mails as a medium for practical jokes.
That's a lie. I never slipped that letter under Luigi's door, and I got 12 witnesses who didn't see me do it.
Too bad Luigi ain't here to testify against you, Pasquale. But I am alive. What? In my own way.
Who said that, Pasquale?
Give up, Pasquale. Tell them how you was killed me.
He's here.
Oh, Pasquale.
Yeah, Pasquale. No, he didn't hear nobody.
Luigi. What's the matter? You all deaf? Don't you hear him? Mr. Inspector, you heard him?
Mr. Pasquale, it's just your conscience.
My conscience? Oh, no, no, it can't be.
Yes, it can be.
What? Well, who's it after?
Hello from Hollywood to all of you. This is the Well of Parsons, my first exclusive. Mr. Pasquale killed Mr. Luigi Basso. Shame, shame on him.
Luella Parsons. If she's a no, everybody's a no. All right, take him away, Inspector. I killed. Take him away.
April the Fool, Pasquale.
Luigi. You was in the closet all the time.
Sure, and I was a-talking in this empty milking bottle like a this, you see. Confess, Pasquale. Confess.
I knew it all the time, Luigi. You never fooled me once. Say, where's Luella Parsons?
Where's Luella Parsons?
Yeah.
I'm a no-no.
Wasn't she in the closet with you?
No.
Oh.
Hey, what do you know?
He feigned her.
All right, Luigi. Now, you can tell me. Where is Miss Barson?
For a shucks, I'm a no-no. I'm a no even to hear her voice. Money enough. And I shucks is offense to this.
In just a minute, we'll explain the mystery of Luella Parsons' voice. Friends, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum hope you enjoyed tonight's episode of Life with Luigi. And they want to remind you that you'll find Wrigley's Spearmint Gum a friendly, helpful companion to take with you wherever you go. At work, in your car, out shopping, no matter where you happen to be, you can slip a stick of refreshing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum in your mouth and enjoy some mighty good chewing. Wrigley's Spearmint freshens your taste, sweetens your breath, and the chewing action helps keep your teeth clean and bright. So chew a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum from time to time every day. Enjoy that delicious Wrigley's Spearmint flavor and enjoy the good smooth chewing. Get a few packages of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum and carry a package or two with you wherever you go. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to be sure to listen next week at this time when Luigi Basco writes another letter to his Mama Basco in Italy. Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production. Pat Burton is associate producer. The script is written by Mac Benoff and Lou Derman and directed by Mr. Benoff. J. Carroll Nash is starred as Luigi Basco and Alan Reed as Pasquale, Hans Conried as Jolt, Jody Gilbert as Rosa, Mary Schiff as Miss Spaulding, Joe Forte as Horowitz, and Ken Peters as Olson. The music is under the direction of Lud Gluskin. Friends, now we can clear up the mystery of Miss Luella Parsons' voice. It came from CBS Radio. In fact, right from Luigi's closet. And we wish to thank her for her appearance in our program tonight. Luella's new program of outstanding Hollywood news starts tonight on CBS Radio, immediately after this program. We hope you'll all stay tuned for the Luella Parsons program. This is Charles Lyon. This is the CBS Radio Network.